Hello, it's the 21st of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Following the breakdown of talks between Network Rail, other train companies and the rail unions, the largest national rail worker strike in 30 years commences today. Although Thameslink workers are not participating, rail passengers throughout Bedfordshire are being instructed to travel only if necessary. The operators such as Southern, Great Northern and Gatwick Express will be affected. The industrial action, driven by National Union of Rail Maritime and Transport Workers, in short term will impact today, Thursday and Saturday of this week. Bedfordshire commuters should expect limited train service options and last-minute schedule changes. Disruption will be ongoing until the employment dispute has been resolved. Consult the Thameslink website for real-time information updates. Intense pain forced Richard Pace from Stainbridge near Leighton Buzzard to visit A&E four times. Eventually, he received the correct stomach cancer diagnosis, but by then the cancer had spread to other areas of his body. The Bedfordshire Hospital NHS Trust will be investigating his case along with the Bedfordshire Luton and Milton Keynes Clinical Commissioning Group. A Luton man who fled the country to escape kidnap and rape charges has been extradited from France back to the UK. Dayoud Khan escaped the authorities following an incident that took place in Luton and Milton Keynes between the 8th and 9th of March. The 39-year-old Khan, who has a court date scheduled for next month, was intercepted as part of a cooperative effort involving French investigators, the Crown Prosecution Service and officers from the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit. Giraffes and tigers at Whipsnade Zoo in Dunstable have been receiving special treats from the zookeepers during the warmer weather. For the giraffes, it was giant ice lollies placed on a pole, same for the tigers, only without the stick. The refreshments were created to ensure the animals maintain normal body temperature. That's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.